再次的跟大家说新年快乐了。
Happy New Year.
在一年的开始，其实鼓励大家啊，多多思想自己的
生命啊。
At the beginning of the year, I encourage you to think about our lives.
所以我一开始要问你了，你觉得活得有意义吗？
So I want to ask you, do you think that your life has meaning?
人有好多种啊。
There are many kinds of human beings.
有些人常常思想人生。
Some always think about their lives.
活得蛮痛苦的。
And they think that it's painful.
有些人不想人生。
And some never think about their lives.
也浑浑沌沌沌过得很快乐。
And they live a happy life, although they don't know why.
但是我们怎么样能够又很欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐，然后又活得很有意义呢
？But how can we live a happy life and still knowing clearly about the meaning of it?
我希望我们信主的人都能够不但知道，而且努力的去做。
I hope all our believers can.Know about this and try to do the best in order to achieve this.
其实在过去三个月，我除了年底，我会想，真的，我想的蛮多。
In the past 3 months, I know I always do this towards the end of the year, but in the past 3 months, I thought more about this.
在十月的时候呢，哥大的一个新生自杀了。
In October, a new student, a freshman student.Committed suicide in Columbia University.
我们知道这些学生自杀，国内也有嘛，到处都是哈，都有这样自杀的情形。
There are many such instances, here or elsewhere.
那十一月呢？又看到这个国内这个叫北大的一个报道，40%的。新生认为活的人生没有意义。
And in November, I saw a report from Peking University, saying that 40% of the freshman year students thinks that it's meaningless, to live this life.
他们就是感觉不到生命的意义和活着的动力。
They couldn't find the meaning of the life as well as the driving force of the life.
我们知道北大在国内就是第一流的学校。
Peking University was the top university in China.
大家这些人都是精英哈，都是很有本事才能够进去嘛哈。
They were the best among their classes.
他们这个心理学老师做的设备发现40%的人说人生没意义，超过30%的人说这么恨恶读书。
A teacher in psychology department did a survey, finding that 30% students hate learning, and 40% thinks that there's no meaning in life.
这是十一月、十二月的时候，我听到 Princeton 一个孩子自杀。
And in December, I heard a student in Princeton committed suicide.
当不要最好的学校的孩子也在自杀啊，只是这些消息就特别 highlight 啊，所以十月看到年轻人自杀，我很难过。十一月看到国内最好的学校宣布说40%的孩子都觉得人生没有意义，他们在那里读书也没啥意思哈。然后到十二月，我又听到我们旁边 Princeton 的一个大学生。大家认为很优秀的、非常好的孩子，就是。
It's not just only the good that this bad news happens in the good schools. People committed suicide in not so good schools as well. But when these devastating things happens in these top schools, it highlights how bad the situation is.
这些坏消息让我反复思想，让我想到两件事。
These bad news remind me of two things.
一个就是，我知道如果人，任何人知道有人很爱他，或者他爱某个很爱某个人，他不会去自杀的。
One is that if a person knew that he was loved or he had someone to love, then he would not have committed to suicide.
因为我们知道很多人啊，自杀啊没有成功，或者是就打那个自杀这种生命乱呀，人家劝的人，当提醒到他的父母多爱他的时候，他就不愿意去死了。当他告诉提醒他，他还有孩子等着他爱他，他也不要自杀了。所以在这些的故事里面，真实故事里面，我就知道，不是牧师一天到晚讲爱，而是这个世上如果有爱，许许多多这些不幸的事情都不会发生的。
Sometimes we learn that when people have the suicidal thoughts, when they call the hotline, when people reminded them that they have loving parents for them, they have their children that love them. Some of these people, most of them actually gave up the thought of committing suicide. That makes me think that if there are love in these people's world, then this would never have happened.
我看到一个大学孩子女生，她自杀，后来人家救回来了，后来再去访问她说，你还有没有这样的想自杀的这种倾向呢？她说没有。
There was a college girl who committed suicide but was rescued. After being rescued, she was asked the question, would you do this againAnd her answer was no.
那心理辅导都怕他只是敷衍他，那是为什么呢
？And so, the follow-up worker asked, "Why would you think like that?"
他说：“我真的不知道有那么多人关心我。”
And her answer is that I didn't really know that so many people had loved me.
也就是说，他去自杀，他觉得 nobody cared， 没有人在乎他。
Which is to say that when she was committing suicide.She thought the reality was that nobody loved her.
所以我当看到人自杀，不管是什么年纪，尤其是年轻人，我就说，难道没有人告诉他，或者他真的没有人爱他吗
？Therefore, when I heard the news about, especially young people committing suicide, I asked myself, isn't there anybody ever told him that he or she was loved?
另外，我想到一件事情，就是说，人活的。这些自杀的人，或者是不要说自杀的人，很多人活得真是没有意思，他没有意思嘛，他不觉得有 purpose， 没有意义，他活不活，死不死，根本不在乎嘛。
The other thing I think about is that people are really unhappy living a meaningless life. Therefore, they don't really care if they're going to live this life anymore.
所以，如果一个人知道他生命的意义与目的，他不会轻生的。而且他会很有朝气，很快乐的面临未来的日子，因为他要去完成啊，他有意义啊。
Therefore, I know that if someone knows the meaning of his life, then he will live a better life where he would be eager to live the daily life because he has things to do, he has plans to achieve.
觉得自己没有价值、没有意义、没有目标的人，不会得到真正快乐的。
Those people who doesn't understand the meaning of life, or who doesn't have a driven purpose in their life, they will not be happy.
所以我今年的一开始，我要跟你讲一些其实都是你们知道的基本真理。
So today, what I'm going to tell you is the things that you already know.
但是这些基本的真理知识，是帮助我们更肯定知道自己生命的意义。而且呢，能够更靠得住，我们能够高高兴兴的把这有意义的生命活得美好灿烂。
But a clear understanding of this basic truth, is very important because it helps us to be more certain about the meaning of our lives, and therefore we can then joyfully live out our meaningful life.
所以，首先我们就来看我们的生命的本质与本性了。
So first, let's take a look at the character and the nature of our lives.
我们信主的人都是知道我们是神造的。
We know that we were created by God.
而且是照着神的形象所造的。
And we were created in the image of God.
那我们也知道，这个在我们看一下《创世纪》 一章二十七节这边说，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
In Genesis 1:27, it tells us, so God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them, male and female He created them.
所以简单的说，其实神有的所有好的这种美好的本性。神也在造我们的时候，他也赋予了你与我。
Therefore, the beautiful, the divine nature that God has, when He was creating us, He put those into us as well.
就像我们生小孩，我们希望我们夫妻的所有的好的遗传都遗传在孩子身上。
Just like that, when we were having babies, we both parents want their best genes to be passed on to the baby.
在约翰一书四章七到八节这样说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
In 1 John 4:7-8 it says, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not loveDoes not know God because God is love.
所以我们在这里知道神就是爱。
Here it tells us that God is love.
注意啊，是神就是爱，不是爱就是神哈。
Notice that God is love doesn't equal to love is God.
那也就是说，是神的本性来这个定义，来 define 这个爱是什么。
It is the nature of God that defines what love is.
而不是我们认为的爱来定义神哈。
And it's not the other way around, but love does not define God.
那圣经上是有给我们对爱，在这里哥林多前书十三章有一个基本简单的一个定义。
And there is a simple definition of love in Corinthians.
那这边告诉我们，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
It says love is patient, love is kind.It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
那不做害羞的事，这害羞的事翻译其实是讲，就是说不让人家丢脸哈，不做粗鲁的事，让人家就是羞辱的意思，不让别人羞辱，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered.It keeps no record of wrong.
不喜欢不义，所有不好的东西在爱里面不喜欢的 ，OK？ 所以啊，这个也就是说，所有的不公平、不公义，这些不好的事情，爱都不喜欢，爱只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。
It always protects.Always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
所以我们，那圣经很多的经文都告诉我们，我们人是什么哈。
There are many scriptures in the Bible tells us who we are.
那我们今天简单的用这三处圣经提醒我们，我们是照神的形象造的。
These three scriptures tells us that.Reminds us that we were created in God's image.
所以神一切的美善、神性、好的神性，在你我身上，神已经有赐予给你我。
And God already blessed us with the divine nature.
而神更是用说神是爱，这个爱来定义他，来告诉我们，而且告诉我们，我们就是爱，而且告诉我们什么是爱。
Because God is love, then we are love. And God, through this, God tells us what is love.
所以我们的生命的本质是一个怎么样？不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理的。所以世上的不好的东西我们都不喜欢的。
Therefore, in our characters, we are not delighting in evil, and we rejoice with the truth.
而在所有的对的上，我们的爱。我们的生命会彰显那爱的本质的。
In anything that is with the truth, we will be able to reveal our love.
所以对那不公平、不公义的事情，我们会不高兴，我们会 会尽力的去扶持那些弱势的团体，我们会尽力的去爱那些需要帮助的人。
So, in the things that are not so righteous, we would always want to side with the weaker side, where we want to help them, that we want to team up with them.
我们也不会看不起那些有缺陷的人，我们也不会因为人家的成功而嫉妒人家。
We will not hold contempt to those people who are weak, and we will not be envious of those people who are successful.
所以我们要再次的层层的提醒我们，我们到底我们的本质本性是什么
？So we always need to remind ourselves what are the characters that we have, and what is the nature that we have.
不是只是我们谈爱的时候我们来说哦爱是这样，而是谈到我们自己是什么时候我们要来看爱的定义。
It's not just when we talk about love then we look at the scriptures, but we should be looking at the scriptures when we think of ourselves.
第二个我们来看我们生命的准则跟使命。
And second, we want to see the guidelines and mission of our lives.
这些大家都会背的哈，这个讲到准则我们就知道最简单就是什么记啊，神要我们怎么样爱神爱人。
What are the guidelines? The simple way to remember that is to love God, love people.
那在马太福音二十二章我们也都熟悉哈，三十六节到四十节，夫子律法上诫命哪一条是最大呢？耶稣对他说，你们要尽心尽心尽力爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
It explained in Matthew chapter 22 36 to 40, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the firstand greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
所以我们知道我们人生里面 我们的本质是爱，然后我们该做的事，人生的准则，做任何事情的时候我们要立刻想到是什么，这个事情是爱神爱人的吗？
Therefore, one word.Making any decisions in our lives, the first thing we should think of is that, is this going to make us love God and love people?
那这是神耶稣基督帮我们整理的，先知语道一切的总纲。
So here, Jesus summed it up that he says that this is all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
第二个我们要被提醒的是在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章十六到十八节。
And the second reminder in the Bible is in First Thessalonians chapter 5.
因为在这里呢是告诉我们是什么，神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
也就是说所有的基督徒你听着，这是神在耶稣基督里希望我们所是什么样的人，什么样的生活。
For all Christians, this applies to you. It's God's desire for what kind of people we should be.
十六节到十八节这样说，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances.For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以首先我们看到常常讲，如果你不快乐，神不会快乐的。
Therefore, I always stress that if you are not happy, God will not be happy.
你不喜乐的生活就是 something wrong, 就是有东西就是不对了。
If you are living an unhappy life, then something's wrong.
我们不是说像世人一样，我们追求 happy life, 我们好高兴，我们这样。是我们神在神的心意里面，就像我们爱我们的孩子，你就定希望他快乐幸福的生活，对不对？
We're not like in the secular world where we just want a happy kind of shallow happy life, but what we want is just what we should live the kind of life that we should live is just the life that you would hope your children would be living, which is a happy life.
那在这里面需要智慧，需要引领，所以神要我们不住地向他祷告的。
To live such a happy life, we need wisdom, we need guidance, and God told us to pray continually.
那在这神给的智慧里面，我们更能够看清我们的生活。不管世人看我们是不是很幸福、很蒙福、幸不幸运，我们在神的引领下，在信心、在神的爱里面，我们看到凡事都值得我们感谢的。
In God's wisdom, we are then.Able to clearly see what's happening in our life. In faith, we can then be understanding and be able to give thanks in all circumstances.
也就是说，不管我们在任何的环境，我们如果不快乐，我们就有伤心，就是有些东西是不，就是搞错了。
Therefore, you must know that if you're living an unhappy life, you must know that something went wrong or we did something wrong.
最后一个我在这边讲到就是使命啊，是在马太福音28章这边的啊19到20节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的命给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
In Matthew chapter 28:19-20 it tells us the great commission, therefore go and make disciples of all nationsbaptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
在这里也再次强调，当我们爱神爱人，爱到一个地步，我们更体会神的心意，更清楚人的需要。其实就是我们要把人带到主耶稣面前，成为像我们一样。今世永世都蒙福的人。
When we love God and love people to a certain extent, it became easier for us to understand God's will and to understand people's needs. Therefore, it's easier for us to bring people to God.
那你也知道，当我们说是门徒的时候，在啊约翰福音13章35节这样说：你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
When we talk about disciples of Jesus, in John chapter 13, verse 35, it tells us, By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
所以我们从头到尾，不管是讲我们本职，和讲我们的准则与使命，就是说一个爱的生命，要把爱的生命给活出来。当我们爱神爱人的时候，我们不只是在循规蹈矩的做一些对的事，而是自己欢欢喜喜的把神爱的生命传递给人。
When we're talking about character and nature, when we're talking about guidelines and mission, we know that we have a life of love. We also know that we need to live out the life of love. Therefore, when we're making decisions, it's not just that we're just making decisions according by the book of the rules, but that we're making a decision so that we can joyfully live out the life of love and bring people to God.
那我们就再来知道我们的本质以及神给告诉我们的准则与使命以后，我们再来看到底是什么意义与目的啊？我们人生的意义与目的是什么？
So what is exactly the meaning and purpose of our life?
首先我们再来看今天有读经啊，哥林多前书13章1-3节，这里告诉我们什么呢？他说，我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了云的罗，响的靶一般。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13:1-3 it says, If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gongOr a plunging symbol.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
我若将所有的周济求人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
所以从这句简单的说，就是说，如果我们没有爱，我们人生一点意义、一点价值就都没有了。
Simply put, if we don't have any love, then there is no meaning in our life.
这不，你可能说没有啊，我能做这个，我能做那个，我能够怎么样怎么样。
You may argue that it's not true. I still can do this, and I still can achieve that.
哎，是的，这些东西都很多很多很多很多都看得到的。
Yes, you can have a list of those things.
哎，有人做一个比喻啊，我觉得他也蛮有意思的。
There is someone made an analogy which is interesting.
他就是说，你这些神做的都是灵嘛，哈，就是一个蛋好了哈，再画一圈，画一圈，你好棒，好棒，好棒啊，都能够这样子，都能够那样。
So he
画了好多的零。
He put a zero to every item on the list. These are all the things that you can do.
那结果还是你。
And the sum them up, you still get a zero.
他说：“你想，如果爱是一放在最前面，那你就不得了了。”
And he said that if you have love, and love is one, and you put it in the front, then you're just amazing.
所以，就是要记得，我们再能干，我们再做再多的好事，神告诉我们，如果没有爱，就没有了意义。
Therefore, we must remember that no matter how capable we are, or no matter how many good deeds we have done, if we don't have love, then all these are meaningless.
那我们再看一个经文，也是大家熟悉，这以弗所书二章八到十节。
Ephesians chapter 2:8-10。
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith.And this is not from yourself; it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以在这经文里面，我们告诉我们，我们是耶稣基督手上的工作，是有目的的。他拯救我们来，他帮助我们，造就我们，塑造我们，是为了什么呢？为了我们去行善的。
So here we must understand that we are His handiwork. He created us, He saved us, He molded us, and the whole process is such that we can do good work.
而且这个所要做的这个好事哈、啊，是神老早就预备的，所以每个人有不同的好事要去做的。
And these good works He had already prepared in advance for us to do, meaning that each one of us has our own good works to do.
我们在去年我们特别查考以弗所书的时候哈，我们也知道这个行善是什么意思，就是彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
Last year when we were studying Ephesians, we know that good works here means the things that reveals God's glory and grace.
不是世人所说的那些好事，是包括那些好事而更超过那些好事，因为知道我们为什么做那些好事，好事那些好事的这至终的目的是什么。
This is not just the good deeds referred by the secular world. The good works here include all those works and more, but more than that.
因为这些好事不是只是我们觉得自己很棒，或者觉得人家很可怜，这些好事是我们在神的爱里面，是神给我们的爱里面，是去帮助人家，去超过一般人以为的需要，去把神的恩典在我们的身上而传递到他们，彰显在他们的身上。
These good works for us to do is not to show our own capability or to show our own kindness, but through us that we were able to show God's power and to show God's work.
而且我们会把它做得很好，让世人看的都是很好， 那么我们是说，这是在神的恩典，神赐给我们的恩赐与机会里面，我们把这做得很好，而把荣耀归给神。
And we will do these good deeds in a much better way, more complete way, such that other people would see how much of the good work that we have done, and then give glory to God.
所以说呢，我们的人生的意义是因为我们是不只是因为我们本质是爱。我们要遵循这爱，而我们意义就是我们的本质，就是我们的生活，就是我们的。那然后我们是有目的的，目的就去彰显神的恩典荣耀，在爱里面去彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
Therefore, the nature of our life is love, and the purpose of our life is to reveal this love in our daily lives.
这个常常是基督徒很熟悉的，因为在 Reform 啊改革中的信条里面，大家都接受，就是说人生的首要目的，荣耀神并以他为乐，直到永远。
This is a question that comes from the Catholicism. The question is that what is the chief end of man? And the answer is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
在这里，跟我们讲的其实没有什么冲突哈。
And there's no conflict between what it says here with what we just talked about.
我们刚刚讲了，我们行善是要就是要彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
We talked about that doing good deeds is to reveal God's glory and grace.
那神的本身它就是爱，当我们彰显神的大爱的时候，更是就是彰显神的荣耀。
God is love. So when we are revealing His love to others, we are revealing His, we are glorifying Him.
再次的强调，当我们把我们美好的生命在爱里面彰显的时候，那就是神最得荣耀的时候。
I just want to let you know that when we are revealing our beautiful life with love, that is the moment that God gets the most glory.
因为我们是神造的。
Because we are His creation,
我们是耶稣基督手上的工作。
We are His handiwork.
就像我们自己在世上，我们做的任何东西，当那个东西做的最让人称赞的时候，是谁得荣耀啊？是我们的做那个东西的作者得荣耀，对不对
？For example, when you make some tools or some things for other people to use.When that thing is being used widely and become the most useful thing, then you are the one who gets the most credit.
不是我们能够加添神什么荣耀，而是我们是神所做的。当我们好的时候，我们就彰显了神的荣耀。
We're not adding any glory to God, but when we're doing good deeds, we're revealing His glory.
以神为乐，就是我们在信心里面。我们在任何的环境里面，我们都快快乐乐的。
To enjoy Him forever means that no matter what status we're in or circumstances we're in, we're always being joyful.
一个真正彼此相爱的人，不是需要他做什么给什么，他在一起他就快乐的。
For someone that is truly for people who truly love each other, they don't really have to do anything to each other, but just being together is good enough.
何况我们一切的恩典都从神而来，神爱我们，与我们同在。
Not to mention that all our blessings come from God, and God loves us, and He wants to be with us.
好，我们对我们的人的认识到这里，那你说我们这些我们都知道了，问题是我们知道这些。对我们的生命有什么影响呢？你有什么影响呢？我们都知道这些基本的真理，我们是要怎么样的来用，怎么活呢
？Now that we understand the character, the nature, the guidelines and the meanings of our lives, how will that have any impact to our lives? How do we apply this knowledge?
我在这里不只是为对象没有信主的人说的。也对我们每一位弟兄姊妹，包括我自己，我们说的，我们要活得有意义，我们第一个就是要接受爱的。
I'm telling you, believers or unbelievers, that the first thing that you want to live a meaningful life is to accept love.
不是头脑上说哦，我是知道我是个基督徒了。
You cannot just tell yourself, "Oh, I'm already Christian."
当我们信主受洗之后，就知道我们领受了一个爱的生命的。
You must remember that when you were baptized, you already got a new life.
这个爱的生命是从神那边领出来，而且这个爱是生命与爱的源头连接，我们继续一直领受神的爱。
This is a life of love that comes from God, and we're connected to the source of love.
所以，如果你不感受到神的爱，你也不感受到人的爱的人。是很可怜的。
Therefore, it is a pity that you cannot feel God's love, or you cannot feel love from others.
当我们相信神，我们接受神的爱；当我们相信神，我们做基督徒，我们每天都在神的爱中生活。
When we trust our Lord, we accept His love. When we become Christians, we live our lives every day in love.
有时候真的是跟一些人谈话啊的时候，心里蛮难过的。
Sometimes it saddens me when we talk to a certain people.
因为他觉得他生命没有意义。
Because they don't consider their life meaningful.
那我就会告诉他，哎，你的存在就很有意义了。对你所爱的人，对你父母，那年轻人都没意义。我说，你爸爸爱你，你就有意义啊。
I tell them that your mere existence is very meaningful to those who love you. For example, if your dad loves you, then your existence to him is very meaningful.
因为一个人有人爱他，你就可以讨你那些爱的人欢喜，你知道吧？
Because when people love you, you have the ability to bring them happiness.
Yeah. 如果有人爱你，你就是最有本事让他高兴的人。
If someone loves you, you're the one that is the most capable to make them happy.
你有价值，你因为你可以让你父母高兴，你也可以让神高兴。
You have the value. The value is to make your parents happy. The value that can make God happy.
不是，你如果去爱人，你也有价值，因为在爱里面，你会尽可能的去为他的好做些。对他有意义的一些事。
Or if you love someone, then your existence is meaningful because you can do things for them.
但是如果一个人真的觉得没有人爱他，神也不爱他，他也不爱任何人。
But if someone doesn't know that God loves him and doesn't know anyone else loves him and does not love anyone.
那他的生命，他说他生命没有意义。我说他打的真正是唯一正确的答案。
Then his feeling that life is meaningless is true. That's for him. That's the only correct answer he can find.
那你知道，当我们信主，我们接受神的爱的人，我们就不是这样子了。
But when we become believers and when we accept love from God, then we're no longer will be these kind of people.
因为爱是从神而来，神是爱，我们信了神，神的爱的生命在爱神。我们接受神的爱的人，我们会回应神的爱，爱神，我们一定去会爱人。所以。当我们信主了以后，我们的生命就立刻就都有意义了。
Because as a Christian, our life comes from God, our love comes from God. When we accept the love that comes from God, we become a loving person that can respond to love.
所以我们就会在爱中生活，我们就会越活得越有意义。
Our life starts to have meaning, and when we live in love,our life has more. It has our love. Our life will become more and more meaningful.
所以你不要说，哎呀，我们的牧师就天天都在讲爱啊。
Don't tell me that I talk too much about love.
就好像牧师嘴巴中的爱就很廉价啊，因为常讲嘛，就不值得珍惜。
Not because my love is not precious or of no value because I often talk about it.
因为这是最重要，人生里面最重要是我们的本质，是我们让我们活得有意义有目的的唯一的东西啊。
I talk about this often because this is the most important element in our lives. This is the thing that can give us meaning in life.
那你也说，牧师，我听好多了，我知道我怎么做嘛。
Okay, and you will ask me after hearing all these truths, all this knowledge, what can I do?
我其实需要大家的帮助的。
I actually need your help.
因为牧师是就是一个普通人，跟你我一样嘛。
Because I am a person limited as you.
我的思想，我的思维，我任何讲事情解释的方这种角度，我都是有限的。
My thoughts, my thinking, my logic, are all limited.
你们我们在爱里面，我们的教会我们也讲到，我们要 enrich， 我们要彼此帮助，成为更丰盛的。
In love, our church members should enrich each other.
那我们就讲怎么运用啊
？So how do we apply this knowledge？
我在这边讲了，你要去想，然后我们就把它更扩大在每一个生活的层面，跟每一种不同的身份。
I talked about this, but I want you to think more of it, so that we can expand this knowledge into more aspects or layers of our lives.
我们从我们的孩子这边说起啊，我们做孩子，我们做学生。
Let's start with the children and the students here.
你说，你当你愿意听话。当你一听你听话，你就让父母高兴了，对不对
？When you are listening, you make your parents happy.
对，听话不是你人生的目的 ，OK？ 你不是父母的副产品，啊，你不是说人生的目的就是要听父母的话。
But remember though, obeying your parents and it's not your life purpose.
但是这是你一部分的。在爱里面，因为你爱父母，所以你听父母的正确的好的教导，你也顺服，那是你的功用，你的价值。
But know that it is part of your function and it is part of your value when you obey your parents.
因为我这个孩子，我就不光讲我们的年纪，包括你我父母都还在啊。当我们愿意爱神，我们爱里面叫我们孝敬父母。我们也愿意顺服在爱里面爱我们的父母的时候，哎，这是我们的价值。我们让神也高兴，也让父母也高兴。
We many of us, although older, but still have our parents, and they're still alive. And we know that when we love God, we know that there are things that God wants us to do. One of them is to honor our parents.So when we love our parents, when we obey our parents, then we're making God happy. We're also making our parents happy, and this is our function. This is our value.
我在讲，读书也不是你的人生目的的。
Oh, another thing I want you to the children to know is that studying is not your life purpose.
哎，你听得好高兴，牧师说的，我不愿意用牧师说。
Many of you will be relieved.
哎，可是因为我们读书。读书呢是帮助我们，帮助我们能够更发挥神给我们的恩赐才华，让我们能够更有能力的彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
But you must know that studying can help you unleash the gift that God gave you, so that you can be more capable to reveal God's grace and glory.
所以，当我们去读书的时候，你不要嫌烦，不要嫌难，你照你的才干。你尽自己的本分，你知道这些东西不是你人生，虽然不是你人生的目的，但是是帮助你能够更彰显有能力去帮助人，去爱人。有时候爱人，你要能够去做些事的。
So I want you to know that when you're studying, don't think that it's too trivial or too difficult for you. Just remember that studying can help you.To become more capable, and with that capability, you can reveal more of God's grace and glory to others.
我告诉你，照这样的思维去想。
So if you think, if you think along this line,
很多东西你以为没意义的，其实是有意义的。
Many things that you originally considered meaningless now can have a meaning.
重要的是什么？
What is the important thing?
重要的是把爱放在你的心思意念里，知道你是爱的本质，你做这些事情都必须有爱里面，它才有意义的。
The most important thing is to put love in your heart, that when you are doing all these things with the love in it, they become meaningful.
所以当你在学校读书的时候，你知道我爱我的父母，我如果不好好读书的话，他们会担忧，他们会烦恼。
Therefore, when you're in school studying, tell yourself that I love my parents, and if I don't study hard, I will have them concerned. I will bring worries to them.
你想，我如果该好好读书的时候，我不好好读书，我也不能够发挥神给我的才华，父母对我的寄望，结果呢，让神也不快乐，让爸爸妈妈也不快乐，也对不起自己。你爱你自己的话，你到后来会后悔的。明明自己能够蛮能干做这事，蛮能干做那事，后来啥事都不能做，你会高兴吗
？Therefore, when you are studying, tell yourself that this is that your gifts come from God, and you're doing this for out of love for God and out of love for your parents. And if you don't study hard, then not only that you're disappointing God or your parents.But that you are disappointing yourself because you were equipped with such a talent. But without studying, you gave up those talents.
但同样的，是在爱里面，你不伤害自己的。你如果为了读书，你担忧考的没有考第一名，没有考100分，没有考 A， 然后你就难过，然后你担心你睡不好觉，你在伤害自己。爱你的神，爱你的父母，会高兴吗
？But on the other hand.When you are studying and you bring too much pressure on yourself, start to worry that you couldn't get a full score, start to worry about other things, then you're hurting yourself. Do you think that too much pressure will bring happiness to your parents or God?
所以其实在爱里面我们就会有聪明就会 有智慧就知道怎么样的安排我们的时间欢欢喜喜的在爱中我们努力的做我们本分该做的事情把它做好
Therefore in love you will have the wisdom you will have the capability to prioritize your schedule knowing when to try your best knowing what to do to be the best of you
那同样我们讲我们孩子学生我们在公司里做事我们管做职员做老板的、
for those people who are working for others as employees or as supervisors
我们如果替人家做事情可是我同样的我们是神的儿女神给我们那么好的美好的品德我们尽忠职守我们做好我们手上的工引以为荣我们把事情做好这不是很好吗这不是没有意义的工作啊
As an employee, we work for others. But if you know that this is the opportunity that comes from God, and what you can do is to faithfully serving God, then this can also have meaning.
你知道，每天我们都是在彰显我们是什么样的人。每天我们一直让人家觉得我们好。或者让人家觉得我们的信仰是真实于我们所信的神是好或者让人家就看我们是很个马马虎虎或者甚至蛮糟糕的人啊
Every day we're revealing to people what kind of person we are We can either let them consider that we're good people that our faith are good faith or we can let them know that we're disappointing and we cannot do things well
你知道你在工作场合那些就是说有责任心靠得住的人都让你高兴的你把事情交给他或者你跟他一起做事都让你愉快的对不对
When you're working with someone who is responsible or who you can rely on isn't that always making you happy
好不好我们成为那样子的人让人家觉得跟我们一起做事是他们的荣幸是他们的快乐是他们这你知道有时候你去上班碰到一个人跟他的你回家都不舒服的可是你碰到一个人你跟他一起做事你回家都跟你的朋友说哇今天好高兴跟你说做得好高兴把什么事情做成了
Can we be that responsible person that people can that we can make people rely on us?Remember, when you work with responsible people, it makes you happy, and this happiness, you can even take it home with you.
不管是老板还是职员，都有这样子的，我告诉你，这样子的 power, 这样子的能力，因为我们
在神的爱里面，我们和神的爱的力量极其大，让我们真的成为更好的人，真的能够在爱里面觉得我们再小的事情都做得很有意义的。
Everyone has this power to be a better person. Even the smallest thing with love in it, you can make it a very meaningful thing to do.
不光是我不是啊，要说那个 security guard 或者是那个叫 front desk， 你进 building 那人的职业的卑贱啊。我说我只是举例子，即使那个小小的一个职员在公司里面，人进去的时候，他欢欢喜喜的跟人家打个招呼，跟人家问声安，都让你今天进门公司的时候都让你快乐，对不对？
For a receptionist whose job is not that difficult to do, when they do their job well, when they greet people nicely, pleasantly, it can make your whole day happy.
你想想看，如果我们每天都跟自己肯定，我们就是有个爱的生命。我们要彰显神的恩典，我们要把神的喜乐、神的爱传递给人。你知道，你进入公司，你就真的是个不一样的人，让大家看到你都欢喜快乐，大家都要因着你而更觉得人生更有意义的。
Now imagine that at the beginning of the day, you are certain that you have love, that you have God's grace, that you're able to reveal His glory and grace today. When you go to work today, you'll be the person who can make other people happy, who can impress them.
而我们这些做父母的。
And us as parents,
我们都爱我们的孩子，对不对？
We all love our children.
多少时候我们是从爱的起点着想，在爱的这个动机、爱的动力，也爱看这个结果，还是总常常不小心就被这个世界给抓到，嫌这个不好，嫌那个不好，嫌他怎么样，嫌他怎么样。你到底是爱孩子还是嫌孩子？孩子感觉得到的，你知道吗
？How many times do we make decisions because we're motivated by the true love for our children, or we are motivated by the standard of the secular world that we become complaining parents to our children？
我觉得好可惜哦。
This is a pity.
因为我都知道父母好爱他的孩子。
All our parents.Love their children dearly.
但我又好难过。
But I'm saddened by the fact.
因为我跟这些年轻人在一起，我看他们说，他们就觉得父母在嫌他们啊。
Because when I talk to the young people, they most of them think that their parents were complaining about them, not thinking that they're doing very well, disappointed by the children.
不是父母没有爱。
This is not because your parents.Do not have love.
父母老是被担心、烦恼、忙碌里面，不小心的把那个爱就转变成了要求、指责、嫌弃。
This is because in worries, in concerns, and in business, the parents had transformed love into requests, into complaints.
所以我们要常常每天早上醒来，第一件事就感谢神。赐给我们一个爱的生命。
Therefore, every morning when you wake up, thank Lord first that He has given you a life of love.
我的人生极有意义。
That it makes my life extremely meaningful.
我们每天都要把我爱的生命给彰显出来。
That every day we need to live out this life of love.
我们最后讲，我们是做夫妻的。
Let's talk about spouses.
夫妻也一样啊。我们对孩子，我们明明是爱，后来是想来嫌来嫌去，夫妻也常常变成嫌来嫌去嘛。
Complaints happen between spouses as well.
我们的价值是什么？价值不是嫌来嫌去啊。
What is our value? The value is not to be the subject of a complaint.
爱是我们的价值。
Love is our value.
爱是我们人生的意义与目的。
Love is the meaning of and purpose of our life.
所以当我们爱我们的配偶，是有些东西是可以提醒你，知道吧？你那个语气，人家知道是 complain 还是善意的提醒 ，OK？
So when we have things that we want to remind our spouses, be careful with your tones, because the other party can sense whether it's a complaining or whether it's a friendly reminder.
我告诉你，每个人都很敏感呐。
Everybody is sensitive.
你在爱里面，你提醒他，为了他的好，跟你呢，爱情怎么搞嘛？人家一听就知道，又嫌人家这个也没做好，又嫌那个东西又忘记。自己还会常常忘记。
Your tone reveals your real thought. Whether you're truly loving and concerning about if the other one is forgetful, or whether you're complaining because you think the other one is not good enough.
牧师跟你们一样都有这些毛病了。
I sometimes fell into the same trap.
我们一起从今年开始，从今天开始，我们好好努力嘛。
Let's do this together, starting from now, starting from this year.
我们明明是从神那边领受了爱的生命的人。
Clearly, we received a life of love from God.
就让我们活出来。
Let's live it up.
就让我们的生命真是蛮有意义，蛮有目的。
Let's fulfill the meaning and purpose of our lives.
我们今年。你看这个周报哈，我们的有人盯了一年都不知道我们的 thing 是什么啊。今天给你有机会，从一月一号记起哈，我们的教会的今年主题是什么
？This year we have a new theme in our church. It's in the bulletin.
好简单，才四个字，你不会背都不行了。
It's a four characters in Chinese.
什么？爱中行善啊
！Do good works in love。
那我们对这个东西再次的了解，就是我们是要在爱中活出神赐给我们的美好。
We our understanding is that in love we want to live out the beautiful life that God has given.
这个美好的生命活出来是很有意义的。
And it's meaningful to live out this beautiful life.
因为它会使人快乐。
Because it can bring happiness to people.
他会帮助人得到今世永世的福。
And it can help people to get the everlasting blessings.
因为我们在爱里面去做这些该做的好事的时候，不管是我们在工作上、在学校里基本的好事，这些事我们做好的时候，我们是来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
When we're doing good works in love, we're revealing God's grace and glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的神，我们感谢主。
Loving Lord, we thank you.
在这一年的开始，你借着这些我们大概都已经很熟悉的简单的真理，再次的提醒我们。
At the beginning of this year, you reminded us through the basic truths that we already know.
让我们知道我们有你的形象。
That we are created in your image.
因着信靠你，因着你赐给我们的美好。一切的美德你都已经赐在我们 的生命之中。
That you have blessed us with your divine nature.
而这些美好 的品德都是在爱里面会把它彰显出来。
That we're able to reveal this divine nature through love.
主当世人很多人、啊、说的生活没有意义，甚至是觉得没有存在价值的时候，主啊。你让你的儿女自己都很清楚地知道我们极有价值，我们极有意义。
Lord, when some people in this world think that this life is meaningless or valueless, Lord, thank you for letting your children know that our lives are meaningful and of great value.
愿我们不但自己拥有，也成为传递的人。
May we not only possess this love, but we can spread it to others.
感谢赞美主。
We praise you, Lord.
再次在这一年的开始，愿神你祝福我们每一位。
May you bless each one of us.
不但领受了爱，我们满意出你的爱。
Not only that we accept your love, but that the love that you give us can overflow.
不但我们享受在这教会这属灵的家，我们彼此相爱，彼此付出，我们要一起同心协力的把你的美好 传递给我们周遭的人。
That not only that we love each other and enjoy each other's company in this church, but that we can also work together to reveal your glory to the people around us.
我们再次为我们有些家庭还有部分信主还有部分人没信主的人特别的祷告。
Lord, we especially for those unbelieving family members among us.
因为你的心意本是让我们一人得救，全家都得救的。
Because your will for us is that if one of us is saved, then the whole family is saved.
我们好欢喜的看到全家人都同心的来敬拜你。
We are so happy to see that the whole family can come and worship you together.
愿主祝福我们每一位。
May you bless each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.